USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The possible release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation is now not expected to come before next week, and there are concerns it might not be made public at all. Attorney General William Barr isn't required to release it publicly, but yesterday, Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, says if the Mueller report recommends action be taken and it wasn't to happen, lawmakers will have to be told.
If the Special Counsel proposes to take an action and is overruled by the Attorney General, or the acting attorney general, we're required to report that to the Congress. That's going to be a decision the attorney general makes as to what to do with whatever information is provided to him.
The Oakland, California teachers' strike could last for a while. The state's superintendent of public instruction joining negotiators yesterday, spending the entire day in talks, but the two sides remain at an impasse. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
An R&B singer is sprung from jail, though he still faces serious charges. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
In Chicago, R. Kelly posting $100,000 for bail. He's released, his lawyer Stephen Greenberg by his side. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on $1 million bond. R. Kelly driven away in a black Mercedes van and followed by a news helicopter. Now, earlier in the day, R. Kelly appearing in the Cook County Criminal Court wearing an orange prison jumpsuit and pleading not guilty to the charges.
Police in Pennsylvania arrest a mother and her adult daughter, saying they murdered five of their family members, including two children. The bodies discovered Monday night after authorities were called for a welfare check at an apartment in Bucks County. The Pentagon says an airstrike in Somalia Sunday killed 35 members of the Al-Shabaab terror group. It's the 22nd U.S. airstrike in Somalia this year. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is withdrawing that state's 112 National Guard troops from the U.S. border with Mexico. Evers giving the order on Monday night, making Wisconsin the third state this month to recall its soldiers from the border. The Democratic governor says there's no evidence to support President Trump's claim that there's a national emergency at the border. He also says border security is the responsibility of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer is facing 3 grueling days on Capitol Hill. Michael Cohen goes behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee today. He will then be star witness in an opening hearing of the House Oversight Committee tomorrow. And on Thursday, Cohen has a private session with the House Intelligence Panel. Cohen is facing prison time after pleading guilty to lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. The campaign finance charges involving Cohen's hush money payments to 2 women before the 2016 presidential election. And the Securities and Exchange Commission reportedly wants Tesla CEO Elon Musk to be held in contempt over his social media posts. Bloomberg News says the regulatory agency claims Musk has broken an October settlement that requires him to get pre-approval for any posting about his electric car company. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.